Mervyn Abrahams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Forum for Justice and Dignity. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you, and I hope the same to you and your listeners.
All good, thank you. But of course, this is a tremendous concern as we see the cost of living going up in South Africa, people getting poorer. How on earth are we managing this?
So we've seen our basket increase between July and August by 103 rand and 69 cents, or 2.5%, which now brings the increase year on year to around 10%. But Howard, another very startling result that was revealed in our research was that the areas that was hit by social unrest last month saw the greatest increases in food prices. So, for instance, in Durban, we saw the basket increase by 161 rand or 3.9%. In Maritzburg, we saw it increase by 128 rand or 3.2%. In Johannesburg, by 143 rand or 3.4%. So with these individual cities are tracking higher than the ordinary monthly increase, which means that actually the social unrest has had a very negative economic impact on the lowest income households in the country.
So we're tracking this information, but is there anything to be done about it? That's the concern. It's a very worrying thing. Even if we know what's happening, maybe it makes it even worse because we could see a tragedy unfolding before our eyes.
Howard, in fact, we are already seeing tragedies before our eyes. The only difference is that we, you know, it's buried in the data. So, for instance, when we look at non-communicable diseases, we're seeing that is constantly on the rise. When we look at child stunting, that South Africa has plus minus about 25% of those below the age of five, children between the age of 0 and 5. When we're looking at amount of malnourished and death resulting from malnourishment, then we see, particularly in children, we see that increasing. So there is already a crisis. What is to be done about it? I mean, it seems that government has to take the bull by the horns, and we have to do things differently. There are ways in which we can resolve this problem. The first one is we have to start becoming extremely serious about saying, you know, the social grants need to be enough to buy a basket of food. I mean, that is critical. Number two, we have to reform our economy in order to get money into the pockets of the lowest income people to spend and turn the economy. And so, you know, the issue around the basic income grant, for instance, that is a really serious debate, which is not taking place because government is just turning a deaf ear to it.
Is it because they simply don't have the money? We actually, unfortunately, don't have a lot of time to chat, but is it because they're out of money or is it because they simply don't care?
No, I think it's they don't have the vision and the conceptualization. It seems to me the ANC after 20 years in government is tired. There are no new ideas coming. We need to reprioritize. There isn't a lot of money, but we can reprioritize our expenditure. But what it needs is vision and leadership.